The first week of the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump wraps up today, with House managers presenting stunning images of the storming the nation's Capitol building. In our second segment, we talk with Salisbury University political science professor Michael Laughlin about the implications of the president's words and actions.
This is a grand test of whether or not the impeachment power of the Congress has any real teeth. The impeachment of a president is the question about not throwing Donald Trump in jail. The question is not only remove him from office, but to prevent him from running ever again for federal office. So that's a question of the protection of the political sphere from a violence-prone political figure. In that light, it strikes me that the incitement to violence is quite clear. The evidence would, to any reasonable person, would point to conviction and to prevent this man from threatening our politics again. I think the sad commentary at present is that the Republican Party, a party that really fundamentally at this point puts their own political ambitions above the rule of law.
Well, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, I'm curious about what you think he's thinking as he watches this unfold, particularly this presentation. He's already indicated, as I understand it, to his colleagues on the Republican side that this would be a vote of conscience. He's uncomfortable, clearly, with this Trump faction that has begun to take over his party.
He should look in the mirror, I think, because he's helped to enable and to bring about and strengthen that part of the political party. He's caught, I mean, to the extent that he actually believes that Trump should be prevented from running up for office. He has essentially helped to create a political sphere where even when he says to his colleagues it's a matter of conscience, he well knows, as any other politician would know, that as Connell has done himself, that he will play for his own political future above all else. People like Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, and any number of the Republicans are not going to take any cue from Mitch McConnell on this point.
How important do you think this trial is, even if Donald Trump is not convicted by the two-thirds, may get a majority, but not the two-thirds, in terms of the American public? And if you look forward, of course, to say to 2024, let's assume that he can run again, it seems to me that his reputation has already been stained, that there'd be reluctance to go back to the chaos, as it were.
That, I think, is the perhaps the most important function of what the impeachment process is doing presently. I think that this is quite an education for us all about the dangers of propaganda, the dangers of propagandists. Also the dangers, I think, of a media and a politics that facilitates this and pursues this as entertainment. I mean, I think, again, the lead up to Trump's election in 2016, that period needs to be really refocused on how is it that our media, that our politics allowed for such a dangerous figure to become a politician. In that era, it perhaps can be avoided that Trump will lose his steam at this point. The test, of course, will be the 2022 midterm election.
Salisbury University political science professor Michael Laughlin on the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.